From KCRW, I'm Evan Kleiman, and you're listening to Good Food.
I think Americans have the very, very wrong impression that Mexican food is all this comfort taquitos. And of course, taquitos are comfort food, but, you know, Mexico didn't have the fry technique until the Spaniards came. We didn't have any fat in this part of the continent, in the American continent. We had only steaming and boiling, cooked on hot stones and like in ovens, but no frying.
Margarita Carillo Arante has spent the last three decades cooking, studying, and teaching traditional Mexican food. Born and raised in Mexico, she's owned multiple restaurants, from Don Emilio in Baja to La Colina in Tokyo. In 2010, she was part of the group that helped get Mexican cuisine added to UNESCO's list of the Intangible Cultural Heritage of Humanity. Her 2014 work, Mexico the Cookbook, was such a hit, she's back with a new project, the Mexican Vegetarian Cookbook. Hi, Margarita.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I'm so happy you could join us. Where did your passion for cooking start and how did you develop it?
Well, my passion for cooking started at home. I come from a very traditional Mexican family, foodie oriented. So since I could reach the stove, my mother allowed me to help her. My grandmother was very much into food. Every summer, she gave cooking classes to all her granddaughters. We are 11. She taught us that through food, through cooking something nice, it's a way to demonstrate love to your family.
I love that she did that. More grandmothers need to do that. You're often described as being an expert in, quote, traditional Mexican food. What is traditional Mexican food by your own definition? And how does it compare to what you feel most Americans think of as Mexican food?
Okay, well, the real traditional Mexican food is the food we have been cooking and eating for a very long time, centuries. And with the local ingredients, moles and sauces made with peanuts, almonds, nogada, with nuts. Our food is sophisticated, delicate in many, many, many regions, depending on the region you are.
What kinds of recipes did you decide to focus on for the Mexican Vegetarian Cookbook?
You know, the further back you go into Mexican history, the more vegetarian is the food. In Oaxaca, for example, we have a lot of vegetarian food made with herbs. Also in Michoacán, we do cook a lot with pumpkin seeds. We have a series of energizing pastes made mainly with pumpkin seeds and some of them with chile seeds, chiles and herbs like spearmint, cilantro. You know, it's like an energetic paste. Men take to the countryside to work when they work, and at lunchtime they just heat up the tortillas and spread this paste on the tortillas. And that's what they eat in order to have energy until they come back home and have dinner at home.
It sounds so delicious.
Yes.
The book is organized into various chapters for around meals like breakfast, lunch, salad, soups, entree, etc. I'd love if we could start with breakfast. You have a recipe for something called huevos ahogados, drowned eggs, which...
Oh, looks, yes, I love them.
It's very similar in a way to the Middle Eastern dish shakshuka. Could you talk about the Mexican origin of these huevos and what the tricks are to making it?
The thing is that you have fresh eggs so they won't break. too soon. And you make a sauce, either green or red, and cook it in a cazuela. When the sauce is ready, boiling, the flavor is correct, you lower the fire and then break the eggs in the sauce and then add cheese at the end, a little bit of fresh cheese, and leave them to cook the white part of the egg. And then the yolks have to be fresh, and serve them in a soup bowl.
Could you describe what the green version, the green sauce, what that version is made from?
Yes, it's tomatillo, onion, garlic, and cilantro. And of course, green chili, serrano or jalapeño, fresh. And you dry roast them on a comal and then blend them into a sauce, boil them. And when they're boiling, then you break the eggs separately, carefully. And it's the same. You have to serve it in a soup bowl.
So good. Mm. So we're going to move into lunch now. So tell us about your jorroches, a dish that relies on masa harina.
Yes. Well, the jorroches are one of my favorite dishes because you have to make like a ping pong or golf ball, and with your fingers, you put your fingers inside it until it has the shape of a little glass. Stuff it with it depends, you can stuff it with roasted pumpkin seeds mixed with chiles, dried chiles, and then close it. And then you cook these jorroches in the black beans broth. And when they are cooked, they come up to the surface. And then on a soup bowl, you serve the jorroches. I like to serve them with quelites, which are the wild edible herbs. And then you put the jorroches and the boiling beans broth to make it like a soup with, well, thicker than a soup. And a little bit of cheese, and if you want, a little bit of cream on top. In Yucatan, they make it with fish also.
So they're kind of like stuffed dumplings.
Like stuffed dumplings, yes, but with masa.
Oh, so good.
They're delicious, especially with the wild greens around it. You make like a nest, and inside this nest, you put the jorroches standing up, and add the boiling bean broth, and they're delicious.
So I'd love to talk to you about huitlacoche. You have a crepe recipe that looks delicious. Here in the U.S., a lot of people may not have had or cooked with huitlacoche. What do they need to know about using this ingredient?
Well, huitlacoche, it's a nature accident. Because, you know, when corns are in the plant, they're looking up to the sun, the cobs. So in the rainy season, it rains a lot in Mexico, especially center Mexico, which is where the huitlacoche is very common. So a few drops of water, somehow they get into the leaves, the corn husks, and get into the core. And with the humidity and the sun, it becomes like a fungus, like a mushroom. And it's been a delicacy since the Aztecs. And we use it for quesadillas, for crepes, for soups, even for bread, for rolls, like cinnamon rolls. But then you put the huitlacoche and they're delicious. You have to add epazote, a little bit of onion, chopped onion, a little bit of green chile, and it's delicious. But the epazote gives it a very particular flavor.
And finally, we're going to come to dinner. What would be a really stunning vegetarian centerpiece dish?
Well, I would go for crepes. of zucchini flour and of with lacoche and mushrooms. And then you make a sauce of poblano and you help it with a little bit of cream. And if you want to make them individual, you have one of each, one crepe of each, and cover them completely with a huitlacoche, with a poblano sauce, and then add cheese on top of it, a little bit of cream, and put them in the oven. And they're delicious.
Thank you so much. You have made me just so hungry, not only to eat, to cook.
Yeah. No. To me too. Also to eat.
Well, thank you so much. This has been just wonderful.
Thank you very much.
That was Chef Margarita Carillo Arronte, author of The Mexican Vegetarian Cookbook. Find a link to her huitlacoche crepes on our website. You know the link. It's kcrw.com/goodfood.